Hi, this is Joanne Vicknair with the podcast, It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Oh, what an important topic we have for today's Encouraging Prayer. Are you struggling with anxiety? Do you find yourself stressed? A lot of people do lately, and that's what we're going to be talking about, finding peace through prayer. James, where do we start?
Well, Rami, this is a fascinating thing to look at because it's all over Scripture in both the Old and New Testaments. And it's a really personal topic for me because if I think about one thing God has done for me personally as I've sought him over the years, is he has given me his peace. But the interesting thing is that you don't hear a lot about this, about peace through prayer. Even though, for example, Isaiah prays saying, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." That's Isaiah 26:3. And then he prophesies Jesus coming and refers to him as the Prince of Peace. Still, this is something that we miss somehow. And Jesus tells us in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So we have these wonderful promises of peace as we come to God. But the question is, do we use them? Do we avail ourselves of them?
Yeah, still, we often struggle, and I believe that's because we fail to make the connection between peace and prayer. We believe in the vital importance of a personal relationship with Jesus, but many believers today also candidly admit they struggle with prayer. They're experientially aware of their need, but challenged by what to do about it practically.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Robbie. Martin Luther said that to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. But that also raises a problem for us. I mean, breathing is natural and unforced, you know, and we usually don't see prayer that way. But we have to come to a new understanding of it if we're going to discover the peace that God really wants us to have.
Wow, that's so true. We've all heard preachers tell us that prayer is hard work, and it certainly is sometimes. But it's also more than that, isn't it?
It is. It's so important for us to understand that, Robbie, because viewing prayer as work can cause tired and stressed people to just turn away from it. And what we need to do instead is to see it as something that can refresh us, because that's how Scripture so often describes our relationship with God. Look at Psalm 23, where the Lord leads us beside quiet waters and restores our souls. Or look at Jesus saying, "Come to me and drink," in John 7:37. That's all about refreshment. And we really want that and need that.
Oh, yeah, we do. And James, what you're talking about, again, is a concept of relational prayer, right, that we've emphasized so much.
Yeah, we keep coming back there, don't we? Because that's the way Scripture describes it. Just look at Philippians 4:6, which tells us, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." And then it says, "The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." And what this is describing is kind of prayer that flows out of our daily lives with him, you know, loving him in the moment, thanking him, bringing our requests, living in the moment with him.
And that's the kind of prayer you see Jesus doing when he prayed spontaneously, or Abraham, who called God his friend, or Moses, whom Exodus tells us spoke with God as one speaks to a friend.
Yeah, there's a definite pattern there, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. So let's talk about this more practically from an everyday standpoint. What can we do to arrive at a greater peace through prayer?
Robbie, I think this is one of those times when the journey is more important than the destination, because God is continually leading us into new places where we can discover his peace. But think about that. Scripture tells us that Jesus is the Lord of peace, who gives peace at all times and in every way. That's 2 Thessalonians 3:16. So really, we'll never come to the end of his peace. And we need to understand that, first of all, peace is a gift he gives us as we spend time with him. And it's something that each of us has to discover for ourselves. But the beautiful thing is we really can.
So would you say that we can start by simply asking for his peace?
Yes, absolutely. But remember, too, that we have to stay with him to receive it. And that's a great prayer. Lord, I receive your peace, or Lord, keep me close. Remember, too, that Colossians 3:15 tells us that we have to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. So again, it's a conscious decision we make to rest in him and receive from him and trust in him.
Yeah, but you're right. Understanding prayer that way makes such a difference. Doesn't Scripture also say that the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace?
That's right. I mean, there it is again. That's in Romans. And in the same letter, Paul prays, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. So, arriving at peace through prayer comes as we live relationally with God in the moment through Jesus. Remember, too, that Scripture says that he himself is our peace in Ephesians 2. So peace really is attached to the person of Jesus. And to get it, again, we just need to be with him.
Wow, I think about shalom. There's really a lot there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I mean, think about how peace is also part of the fruit of the Spirit mentioned in Galatians. And again, you arrive at the same place, peace that comes from a person. I mean, the person of the Holy Spirit. And remember, too, that when Jesus promises his peace, he's promising the gift of his Spirit. So rest in him. Lean into him in the moment. Ask his Spirit to fill you. Make up your mind to trust him, and he will meet you in that place wherever you are and bless you with his peace. And again, that is such a beautiful thing.
Wow, it really is. James, let's wrap up with a prayer for ourselves and our listeners that we'll live there more and more.
Let's do it. Oh, Father, we praise you for the peace that you give us through your Son and through your Spirit. And Lord, I pray that you would just bless us, bless our listeners, Father, bless us to go there more and more, to love you, to trust you, to receive from you the peace that you so much want to give us. Lord, thank you that you really are the Lord of peace, who gives us peace in every way. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.